Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Monday. That means none other than Jerry Manor from SECOM Federal Credit Union is joining us. Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's always my pleasure, Mr. Skywatcher.
So, what exciting thing are we chatting about today?
We're not going to start with that.
Okay, all right.
What's up with all this rain?
April showers bring May flowers. Come on, you know the drill.
Well, you know what May flowers bring.
Pilgrims.
Sorry. Okay, we're going to talk about National Credit Union Youth Month.
I feel like I needed a tsh,
yeah, of course,
in there for you. Yeah.
Well, it's a great time to encourage young people to develop healthy financial habits. And I know you do that with your kids.
I do.
Make sure they do. Teach them about saving, about budgeting, about responsible spending. You know, managing money isn't easy. You agree with me on that?
100% agree.
So, you know, if you wait to learn about handling money till you're on your own as an adult, you can be in deep trouble before you know it. So again, you know, if you teach them, they're probably going to be more successful. And later on in life, they'll probably even have a better net worth and be better into investing. So, you know, parents, caretakers, you're the number one influence on your kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And it's important to teach them the way to spend and save. And the best way they can do it is by observing you. So let them in.
Yeah.
Let them in on things, you know. You go to the work to provide for your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can see the connection between work and spending. So, you know, highlight that for them. Explain, yes, I have to go to work so I can make money to pay our bills, mm-hmm. so we can have everything we need. And of course, you include them when paying bills as they get older, of course, age appropriate. But again, you can have a family financial meeting, you know, talk about financial choices and, well, why we can't go on that vacation this year, mm-hmm. or why, you know, we can't buy a new car right now or things like that. And, you know, they can also help by doing, you know, give them a little money to spend, have them budget a little bit and, you know, let them buy something they want, but put part of it away for savings. And of course, you can sign them up for Moolah Moolah at SECOM if they're 11 and under. Great savings program we have. And mm-hmm. then we have Boom for the teenagers, 12 to 17. And they're specifically designed to teach kids about money. There's a lot of different moving parts. And of course, we have the Spin the Wave academic recognition program. They bring their report cards in and spin for prizes.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yes. Yeah, so bring their kids in. And then there's lots of resources available out there as well. You know, the FDIC, Federal mm-hmm. Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is the insurance for banks. Also, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, National Credit Union Administration, mm-hmm. Which is the regulator for credit unions. They all have different classes and different things you can use, you know, different resources to help you educate your kids about money. FDIC has a Money Smart curriculum. That's at FDIC.gov. CFPB at consumerfinance.gov has programming that teaches children, you know, different financial milestones, age appropriate. They have books that you can read to your kids about finances. NCUA offers World of Sense to teach your kids about earning, saving, and spending through a match game with coins.
Oh, cool.
How fun would that
cool.
be, right? And then there's another game. It's called Hit the Road, about earning money and spending using a trip across America.
Nice.
So again, there's some great resources, usmint.gov, free games and activities. But having an open conversation with your kids about money mm-hmm. is the most important thing you can do for their financial literacy.
Start it now.
And again, even when they're little, use the games mm-hmm. and start talking to them about money.
Because good financial habits now hopefully will follow them throughout their life.
That's right. A good thing to talk about during National Credit Union Youth Month.
All right. He is Jerry Manor from SECOM Federal Credit Union. Thanks for joining us, Jerry.
Been my pleasure.